In today's Ask a Teacher, our reader Huang asks, what is the proper use of look, watch, and see? Hello, Huang. You are asking about the differences between three words which describe what we do with our eyes. I can help. The Merriam-Webster Learner's Dictionary says the differences are related to your action and attention. See means to notice or become aware of someone or something by using your eyes. Look means to direct your eyes in a particular direction. Watch means to look at someone or something for an amount of time and pay attention to what is happening. Two of these verbs can also act as nouns, but today I will talk about the three words as verbs. So, let me tell you a little more about each verb. I will start with the verb watch. At a coffee shop, a friend may say, I'm going outside for a minute. Would you please watch my bag? The friend wants you to pay attention to the bag for a period of time. Films, performances, games, and people are all things you can watch. In this case, the verb has an object, the bag. You can also use this verb without an object, as in this conversation.
Do you want to play basketball with us?
No, I'll just watch. The verb look is different from watch. When you look at someone or something, you simply direct your eyes at that person or thing. It can be for a short time, and it might not involve much thought. One other difference between the words watch and look is that look is often followed by an adverb or preposition.
When you dance, don't look down. She looked at the bill before she paid it.
You do not need to use a preposition or an adverb with the verb see. Sentences with see may have an object or they may not. With an object,
I see a cat in the window.
Without an object,
it will rain today. Just wait and see.
In short, if you are talking about something that your eyes simply observe, you can use see. If you are directing your eyes at something, use look. And if you are paying attention to something, like a game or television program, for a period of time, use watch. I hope this helps you use look, watch, and see. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Jill Robbins.